You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Rob, do you ever wonder where some of these really emotional, moving tunes come from when you see these YouTube videos?
Yeah, I really do.
Well, luckily, you can get some cool beats at this place that I know called videoblacks.com /drone creator. If you love getting that copyright-free audio and you like hundreds of thousands of copyright-free video clips, you gotta check out the boys at videoblocks.com/drone creator for $100 off an annual subscription. Check them out. And welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. Mi nombre es Pablo.
And I'm Rob. And this is episode 613. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us on a beautiful day in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hope you're having a great and beautiful day wherever you are. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Got an interesting question today. One that we had to do some more research because time has passed since the last time that we have talked about this question. And some new cameras and solutions are available for this. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what success people have had and keys to success.
Cool.
When it comes to flying cameras, looking for some methane, why is this important? Because we are powering most of our homes with natural gas, and this is a byproduct of processing facilities.
Yeah, this is an interesting industry for drone pilots to get into. There's probably some significant upfront costs, infrastructure, knowledge, time put in understanding how this stuff works, but
having
for those that are willing,
free plugs on your battery when flying.
That's probably good. Although that would be a good show if you did have
that would
a spark.
Be a good show. Oh gosh. We do not endorse that. Just coming out there and saying it. Why don't you go ahead and play the question before we get in too much trouble, Rob?
Hey, Paul and Rob, love the podcast. I'm learning so much. Appreciate it for all the information you're putting out there. I had two questions. One was, what do you suggest to use to do methane leak inspections on pipelines? What kind of drone, what kind of equipment would you suggest? And then how much of a budget should I be looking into? And secondly, I was at an event in town here in New Mexico, and there was a photographer using a Mavic Pro filming the event, and he was above a crowd. I know that's frowned upon, but if you have a Part 107 license, is that allowed or does it still remain the same rule? Didn't know if I should say something to the guy or just let him do it because he was a hired photographer. Thanks for the help. Love the show. Keep it going.
Number one, I just want to nip this in the bud. If you know a photographer who's flying drones over people, that is not safe. You can ask them if they have a commercial license, whatever. I would ask them, do you know flying over people is absolutely illegal?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if he has
a commercial license or not, no.
Right.
And depending on his response, if it was negative, defensive, or aggressive in any way, I would immediately get his phone number, take a picture of the dude, and send it into my local FISDO. Just not a fan. If people don't want to follow the rules, they can face the consequences because clearly they're not taking their business seriously, nor the safety and responsibility of the people around them, and those people should not be allowed to fly.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, we go into more detail on this subject in episode 608. If you haven't listened to that, check that out if you're interested in learning more about that particular issue.
Definitely, guys. So to his question now, getting on the positive side of this, let's talk for a second about methane. Methane is a gas that comes from or a byproduct of a processing of natural gas. In fact, methane is a major component of natural gas, which heats our homes and has really surpassed coal as far as the top fuel for generating electricity. But the thing is that, you know, methane can really be a problem. So how do you see it? Well, there are certain cameras that can see methane, and we're going to talk about those here in a second. But understand that it is not a bulletproof solution to finding leaks. You're still going to need a good operator that can fly in close proximity to pipes, to critical infrastructure, to things that are going to matter if they hit them. They
so
need
a
to be
steady, very steady hand.
Very steady
surgeon-like
hand.
Hands.
Yes. You know, just like an iPhone camera is sensitive to visible light, infrared cameras are sensitive to infrared light, and that's the portion of the sun's light that is invisible to the naked eye and has wavelengths longer than red. And since methane is sensitive to infrared light, infrared cameras can detect it. Indeed, many production facilities and operators use these cameras routinely for leak detections and repair procedures, but they've had limited success. And despite the evidence, there are no systemic studies on the effectiveness of these cameras. And because all objects emit infrared light, we've suspected that the environmental conditions might play an important role on how the camera works. Always important, mm-hmm. Just like thermography. Now, getting past that, there are a couple cameras that are really important or really good for methane detection. So last time we talked about a camera that is not available anymore. And if you actually go to FLIR's website, you can check out this study. But a study was done in Abu Dhabi in the UAE, testing some cameras to see what was the effectiveness, you know, of the methane leaks. And they used a FLIR G300A camera that was mounted to a Y6, which is a hexacopter. And they were able to use that imaging camera and had good success with it.
Hmm.
So I think if you're flying methane inspections and you're flying critical infrastructure, remember you're going to need a very specific type of drone with a gimbal that can handle different cameras, and you're going to be looking at 15 to 25, 30 grand for the camera to do this. So
yeah, and this is an interesting industry in that some of the really big players are working on drones to cover this stuff. So GE, for example, they've come up with something they're calling the Raven, and it doesn't speak to the kind of camera that they're using, but interesting.
The Raven drone.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so, but they say they're not using infrared, which is interesting, but they don't talk about the kind of camera that they are using. Point being, this would be a tough area to break into. Not that you can't, but I'm not sure how you would go about that unless you have contacts with the local oil and gas companies. Like in our neck of the woods here in New Mexico, which of course Kurt is, there's a lot of this going on. So there's smaller companies, and maybe you can start there and start talking to some of the leaders of those companies, because they're, I'm sure, looking for more efficient, more effective ways to do this stuff. Because the EPA requires that these inspections be done on a regular basis.
That is correct. And in fact, you know, for a lot of people who are like, oh man, these cameras aren't that effective, rest assured there's even a new camera, which I've been seeing FLIR do this with the FLIR One, where they take thermal and optical and merge them together mm-hmm. to create a better quality image.
Hmm.
Now, a group out of Sweden has created a camera which is called the Optimal Infrared Hyperspectral Imaging, which it sounds like is a mix of hyperspectral and thermal put together. But if you look at this example, we're now seeing color in only
wow.
specific ranges of temperature.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are different cameras that can really take care of business here. But I still think, like you said in a last podcast about being in a fluid situation, I definitely think that this is still very fluid.
Yeah, absolutely. It's changing all the time. Always looking for new ways to to stop gas leaks.
Yeah, no one likes gas leaks.
We could use one of those drones right here in the studio.
Right. You could be seeing things behind us right now.
Wonder what color that would be.
Purple. Anyway, guys, hope that answers your question. Is there anything else you want to cover here, Rob?
No, I think we're good. I hope that answers your question, Neil. I mean, Kurt, if you have his last name is Neil, Kurt Neil, let us know if you have any questions.
Kurt. Definitely, definitely. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name's Rob.
This is Ask Droneo.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.